Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the video library at johnlothiannews.com for MarketsWiki education about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. When you heard NASDAQ was doing the biggest deal in its history to buy a firm called Adenza, you might have said, huh? Who? Well, Adenza is one of those names created by highly paid consultants when combining two firms together, and the firm does not want to use either name. After all, it was a merger of equals, not a takeover. The firms combined to create Adenza included Axiom SL and Calypso Technology, the Financial Times mentioned in their story on the deal. There are a couple of key economic indicators from the commodity markets that foretell future economic activity, analysts often say. Copper demand is one, as wiring is needed for home building and other building activity. The other is demand for cardboard boxes. Bloomberg has a story titled, "Slumping Cardboard Box Sales Signal U.S. Consumer Spending Slowdown." The story says U.S. paper mills are scaling back production as big box retailers buy less cardboard, signaling a slowdown in consumer spending. J.P. Morgan has cut ties with O'Day Asset Management, the FT reported. The late Tom Madno has taught me to look at a manager's qualitative factors as much as their quantitative factors when assessing whether to do business with them. An outstanding performance trading was meaningless if the manager had cancer or was going through a divorce, factors that could influence the long-term ability of the manager to perform consistently. Late Peter Wynn used to share his rat theory with me. The rat theory was that in the case of a sinking ship, the rats that jumped into the water first were the ones that could swim. UBS is reporting that 10% of the Credit Suisse staff has left the bank before the deal was closed yesterday, Reuters reported. Evidently, we have found the rats that can swim. Michael Bloomberg, a former Democratic presidential candidate and the owner of Bloomberg News, has weighed in with a commentary about the indictment of former President Donald Trump, titled, "No one, not even Trump, is above the law." With the subheading, "The former president's criminal indictment was justified. That doesn't mean it's good for the country." Former BATS and CBOE executive Brian Harkins announced on LinkedIn that he is leaving TrueMid and will be taking the summer off before embarking on his next chapter. FIA Tech today announced that it raised an additional $25.4 million in a funding round led by six existing shareholders, Bank of America, Barclays, Citi, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo, in addition to BNP Paribas. The FIA posted on LinkedIn that, quote, "During a recent U.S. House Agricultural Committee hearing on digital assets, Representative Frank Lucas asked Walt Lucan for his thoughts on the importance of ensuring strong foundational and international regulation." Watch the full video with a link in today's newsletter. The OCC announced on LinkedIn that OCC's OCEO Awards program, quote, "recognizes colleagues who deliver significant enterprise-wide contributions towards enhancing our resiliency or greatly improving a business process while demonstrating outstanding leadership and behaviors aligned with our values," unquote. The winners were Charles Briggs, Hema Cavalli, Kaisha Zaikatenkatl, Konstantin Barikko, Masood Valizadeh, Naveen Ambadi, Paul Jasper, Robin Burns, Sarah Good, Tim Burrows, Tom Kephart, Wei El, Ziolai Zhang, and Yang Zhang. ESG Week 2023 Energy and Mining Forum and Webinar Series is taking place this year from November 6th to 10th. The Natural Resources Forum 4th Annual ESG Energy and Mining Forum 2023 is sponsored by the London Stock Exchange. You can go to a link in today's newsletter for more information and to register. The top three stories in yesterday's JLN Options were: funds cover short positions in U.S. soy oil, corn, and hogs, and NASDAQ to buy Adenza for $10.5 billion in U.S. exchange operator's biggest deal, and the stock market says the Fed will cut rates soon. It may just be right. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our OIC coverage. Box Options CEO Patrick Zielinski talks with JLN about opportunities and risks in electronic trading. JLN spoke with Patrick Zielinski, CEO of Box Options Market, at the OIC conference in Nashville in April. In a wide-ranging conversation, he discussed how he got his start in the markets, the interplay of floor trading with electronic trading, and the potential impact of an electronic trading tax in Chicago. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline: New York office occupancy breaks 50% for the first time since pandemic hit. Commuters at the Times Square subway station in New York City. Offices in New York City crossed the 50% threshold last week for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic eviscerated the local economy at the start of the outbreak. Building occupancies in the New York metro area hit 50.5% of pre-pandemic levels in the week ended Wednesday, June 7th, according to data from security firm Castle Systems, up 4.2 percentage points from the week before. My comment. And then summer came and everyone left the city again. Here's a story from Decrypt. The headline: Crypto-friendly congressman draft bill to reform SEC, fire Gary Gensler. Following months of attack against the crypto industry by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, two Republican congressmen have decidedly had enough of the agency's chairman. Today, I filed the SEC Stabilization Act to restructure the SEC and fire Gary Gensler, announced Warren Davidson, Republican, Ohio, on Twitter Monday. U.S. capital markets must be protected from a tyrannical chairman, including the current one. Joining Davidson in creating the legislation is Representative Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota. The crypto-supportive House Minority Whip, who has repeatedly blasted Gensler for his incompetence, quote-unquote, in governing the crypto market and driving the industry overseas. My comment. Maybe these congressmen should worry about coming up with a crypto framework for the U.S. rather than worrying about how Mr. Gensler applies current law to products that are clearly within the SEC's jurisdiction. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Grilling hasn't been this cheap in years. U.S. propane prices have dropped more than 50% over the past year, despite record exports. Fire up the grill! Propane prices haven't started summer this low since the COVID-19 lockdown 3 years ago. A lot of the heating fuel was left over after an unusually warm winter, while record output from natural gas drillers and oil refiners has offset record exports. Propane prices in commodity markets are more than 50% lower than a year ago and about a dollar a gallon less than the pandemic peak. My comment. Great, more smoke. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: Americans say they need $2.2 million to be considered wealthy. Feeling rich is more common among millennials and Gen Z, according to a new survey from Charles Schwab. To be wealthy in America, you need at least $2.2 million. That's according to Charles Schwab's 2023 Modern Wealth Survey released Tuesday, which asked a nationally representative sample of Americans to estimate the average net worth required to reach the ranks of the rich. My comment. Funny, that is not quoted in how many bitcoins they need to feel wealthy. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was the Financial Times. French schools retain dominance in masters in finance teaching. Second was also from the Financial Times. Special report, business education, financial training. Third was our Markets Wiki page for Ken Griffin. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Financial Times. The headline, Howard Lutnick tilts at Chicago's flagship futures again. Electronic trading pioneer plans a third assault on CME's position in Treasury futures market. Bond pioneer Howard Lutnick is poised for a third attempt to break CME's stranglehold on Treasury futures trading, taking on what he calls, quote, one of the greatest monopolies in America, unquote, with a rival marketplace. The Cantor Fitzgerald chair, who first shook up U.S. bond markets with the eSpeed electronic trading platform in the late 1990s, told an industry conference that Cantor-controlled broker BGC Partners has now sought all approvals needed for its new venture and expects the official green light shortly. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Goldman Sachs is at war with itself. CEO David Solomon has come under fire from partners who complain about bonuses, strategy, and that DJ side gig. When Goldman Sachs partners descended on Miami Beach for the bank's annual confab of senior leaders in February, it was former CEO Lloyd Blankfein who stole the show. Blankfein, holding court at the hotel bar before a gathering of Goldman partners, groused about his successor, according to people familiar with the matter. David Solomon, Blankfein said, was spending too much time away from his day job, jetting around on Goldman's private planes and DJing at nightclubs and festivals. And then here's a story from The Trade. The headline, major sell-side banks lead $25.4 million funding round in FIA Tech. With the close of this round, the total funding for FIA Tech is at almost $70 million. New investor BNP Paribas, alongside existing shareholders Bank of America, Barclays, Citi, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo, have closed a $25.4 million funding round aimed at expediting the development of FIA Tech's Trade Data Network initiative. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.